100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Leaving Berlin before boarding Air Force One, President Biden was asked about the Israeli army's killing of the top leader of Hamas in Gaza Wednesday.
I think that there's a possibility of working for a ceasefire in Lebanon, and it's going to be harder in Gaza, but we agree that there has to be an outcome. What happens the day after?
The president met with leaders of Australia, India, Japan, and the U.S. in Berlin. Some news outlets reporting that former President Trump is canceling interviews because he's exhausted. Vice President Kamala Harris, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
He is ducking debates and canceling interviews.
Also in Michigan, the former president.
I've gone 48 days now without arrest.
Though still recovering from Hurricane Helene, voters in North Carolina have joined Georgians in setting a state record for the first day of early voting. Over 350,000 votes cast in North Carolina today. This is ABC News. Federal investigators looking into millions of Teslas that have the full self-driving feature.
Around 2.4 million Tesla models S, X, Y, and Cybertruck are being investigated by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration because they have the full self-driving feature Tesla offers. It comes after four crashes, one of which was fatal, involving the car driving itself. The crashes involved reduced roadway visibility from sun glare, fog, or dust, which may have caused a Tesla to not be able to read the road. The investigation will look into Tesla's abilities to navigate autonomously when conditions are not ideal. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Four members of a University of Alabama fraternity charged with hazing after they allegedly yelled at, stepped on, and poured beer on pledges. The four fraternity members each face two counts of misdemeanor hazing, and if convicted, they face up to 3 months in jail on each count. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
This is it, the last call, the final 3 days. Brogan's Hardware and Boscobel will close the doors Saturday at 2 p.m. Don't wait. Hurry to Brogan's Hardware to save 80% Thursday and 90% Friday on all remaining lawn and garden, plumbing, electrical, housewares, rental items, and more. Saturday, $10 bag sale. Doors open at 8 a.m. The final reduction on all remaining large appliances. Brogan's Hardware and Boscobel is closing the doors for good on Saturday at 2 p.m. All sales final. See store for exclusions, cash or credit cards only.
We have a current alert going on right now. We got a high fire danger. Avoid burning. Do not toss cigarette butts. And breezy winds and drought conditions can spread a wildfire rapidly. And for the rest of today, it will be breezy and mild with a high of 70. Then tonight with a low of 39, mostly clear with calmer winds. Then Saturday, it will be sunny, windy, and warmer with a high of 75. And Saturday night with a low of 49, there will just be some passing clouds. Then on Sunday, summer vibes with a ton of sunshine with a high of 80.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
100.9 WRCO.
This ain't my crowd, and I know you know I love this song. Girl, it's you looking like that, that's got me looking right back at that door that we just walked in. And no, I don't feel like dancing tonight. Baby, that's right, I don't.
At the dive down in Jamestown, I haven't seen her since the 4th of July. Did you get a chance to talk? Did she mention me at all? Was she there alone or with some other guy? Well, I'm dying to know, but I'm scared of the truth. So before you say a word, consider what this heart's been through. And life that she looks amazing, just like. If she's with someone else or just can't take it, tell me she looks sad and lonely. Tell me she's been missing me like crazy. Yeah, just look me in the eye and then lie. Was she over by the jukebox, playing songs we used to dance to? Staring at the door, sipping makers on the rocks. Did she ask you where I've been? Was she hoping I'd walk in? Just take her by the hand and pick up right where we left off. Well, I know she's moving on, and it's killing me to see. And the words you wanna say are strong enough to be the death of me. So lie, don't tell me that she looks amazing, just lie. If she's with someone else, I just can't take it. Tell me she looks sad and lonely. Tell me she's been missing me like crazy. Yeah, just look me in the eye and lie. 'Cause I can't throw away the dreams we've shared. I've tried reaching out, but she don't care. It's pretty clear that I ain't ready to let go. Tell me that she looked amazing, just like. Yeah, she's with someone else. And lie, don't tell me that she looks amazing, just like. Yeah, she's with someone else, I just can't take it. Tell me she looks sad and lonely. Tell me she's been missing me like crazy. Yeah, just look me in the eye, then lie, then
takes me back to the times of me and you, and the things that we used to do. It's been such a long time, such a hard climb, since I started by your side. I remember the times. A handful of dreams is all we had. We was chasing the good, trying to outrun the bad. Everybody's talking, I hear my name. I look across the room and I see your face, and I still want you. Everybody's talking right out loud, but I'm lost in your eyes and I don't hear a sound, and I still want you. Do you want? About a potion that everyone calls love. For me, it was kinda tough. Too many memories, insecurities, and a heart that might have failed. I remember it well. You make your stake and you hold your ground, and pray that you work. Don't come tumbling down. Everybody's talking, I hear my name. I look across the room and I see your face, and I still want you.
a sound, and I still want you. Do you want me to? A handful of dreams is all we had. Look across the room and I see your face, and I still want you. Everybody's talking right out loud, but I'm lost in your eyes and I don't hear a sound, and I still want you. Do you want me to? Do you want me to?
Truck on a hot day, a cloud of dust on an old dirt road meant lemonade was on the way. She was beautiful, and her daddy said that I made a good hand. We laid there on the ground as the sun went down on the shadows of the heartland. Her daddy fix up his old beat-up red Ford pickup, had her shining like a diamond. He said, "Climb behind the wheel, son." She was beautiful. He said, "Take her slow," as he placed the keys in my hand. Dancing in the headlights that night, the shadows of the heartland. Heaven can't be far away from the fields of gold where I was raised, where the sun shines bright and the light comes from the word, where you know you reap the seeds you sow, you count your blessings row by row, where sweat and blood and tears and love still work. The life I live, the love I give, the man I am, shadows of the heartland. Friday night lights shining bright, the last game of the season. We were just one play away from being undefeated. The pass was beautiful, but somehow that ball slipped right through my hands. She was there to hold me close when it turned cold in the shadows of the heartland. Heaven can't be far away from the fields of gold where I was raised, where the sun shines bright and the light comes from the word, where you know you reap the seeds you sow, you count your blessings row by row, with sweat and blood and tears and love still work. The life I live, the love I give, the man I am, shadows of the heartland. Amazing grace and a place to now. And heaven can't be far away from the fields of gold where I was raised, where the sun shines bright and the light comes from the Word. Well, you know you reap the seed you sow, you count your blessings row by row, where sweat and blood and tears and love still were. The life I live, the love I give, the man I am, shadows of the heartland.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Right now, there's a current alert for a high fire danger. Avoid burning, don't toss cigarette butts, and breezy winds and drought conditions can spread a wildfire rapidly. For the rest of today, we'll be breezy and mild with a high of 70. Then tonight, with a low of 39, mostly clear with calmer winds. Then on Saturday, sunny, windy, and warmer with a high of 75. And then Saturday night, with passing clouds, it'll be a low of 49. Then Sunday, with a high of 80, summer vibes with a ton of sunshine.
Well, I wish time had a throttle. I wish years had changed your mind. I've eaten labels off the bottle. till that clear green glass can finally get its chance to shine. But I ain't gonna make excuses. I've since lost all track of my demons and their muses. So if you're still keeping score, then you can keep your heart attack. Oh, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. Your stories about my past and they're probably true. Hey, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. If you wanna sling mud in my face and tell you what you can get through the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. I don't wear those shoes no more. And the sweet old winds of change took a while to call my name. But now and then those sleeping dogs come howling at my door. Oh, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. You heard stories about my past and they're probably true. Make me a list. Hey, that'll be fine. If you wanna sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. That list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. Oh, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. If you want to sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is bound to be shorter than mine. Hey, that list of things you don't like about me, it's gotta be shorter than mine.
She's going on a champagne rampage, just about to everyone, and welcome to high school football. Tonight, Richland Center is hosting Broadhead Judah, and we have the game for you. Coming up straight ahead from FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, we'll talk to the coaches in the area, and we'll set the stage for weekend number 9 of the high school football schedule. This is the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. 8-player football games tonight in the area. Oneewoc Weston is playing in North Crawford. Belmont at Wisconsin Heights. Kickapoo Lafarge at DeSoto. Sparta is playing at Baraboo in 11-player football. Westby at GET. Viroqua at Aquinas. Mauston visits Waupun. And Portage at Mount Horeb Barneveld. In the SWAL, Mineral Point is at Fenimore. Southwestern East Dubuque at Benton Scales Mound, Scholesburg. Our first stop is in the Scenic Bluffs Conference, where New Lisbon travels to Ithaca. This week I spoke to co-head coach Kyle Kelly of Ithaca.
We are at 100% for the first time in quite a while.
As you approach your opponent, what stands out on the scouting report for this week's team, Kyle?
They're kind of similar to what we saw last week offensively. Like, they're going to spread it out and throw the ball a lot. Defensively, they have kind of a different formation that we've been working against this week.
One of the things that you're probably looking at is trying to cut down on the penalties, right?
Absolutely. Nothing would make me happier than if we go through this game without a single penalty, because it is, yeah, it definitely makes you want to rip your hair out on the sideline.
You know, at this point, practicing this week, what are some things that you do to try to fine-tune this time of year?
We just kind of look at film and see if anything technique-wise what we're missing, and then try to fix that as we go through.
I know you've worked extensively on special teams too, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Every Wednesday and Thursday we do special teams.
And what's the key thing that you're looking at there?
It's just like offense or defense. Everyone has to know their assignment.
So as you get ready for this game, there will be kind of a post-party, the watch party, to see where you're going. Any inkling on where the Bulldogs could be going in the postseason?
No, not really a whole lot, because kind of I tell everyone we're by everything but by nothing all at the same time. So we could get set in any direction. But as I said, we have zero control over that.
You're going to be a conference champion. That has to help you a little bit, right?
Yeah, it'll help us a lot more if we win Friday, because then we'll be undefeated going into it, and then we will have it the conference outright.
I see. So then that's a key game on Friday night, isn't it?
No, absolutely. Like I said, we need a W there for sure to solidify a one seed. And then if New Lisbon wins, they're in the playoffs, so they have a lot to play for as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be playing a team that's a little bit hungry, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, they're going to want to come down here and get a W so they can make the playoffs themselves.
Kyle Kelly, co-head coach of Ithaca. The Bulldogs are home against New Lisbon tonight.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food. Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Ah. Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
This is the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. We continue our preview in the Six Rivers. Wazika Steuben is at Boscobel, Iowa Grant at Riverdale. I talked to Chieftains coach Lucas Phelps this week.
Going into this last week, you know, seeing that improvement, not just to build a foundation going into next year, but also finding a win, some positivity to send our seniors out. You know, obviously their last week of practice has been really good. That last game, you know, it is our senior night, things like that. So always going into that last game, you want to end the season with a win as a positive note. But also try to have a rewarding way to send the seniors out in their high school career.
Could you say a few words about them, Lucas?
Yeah, so we got three seniors this year. So we got Gavin Krell, Gavin Mirabelli, and then Talon Childs. So all three of those guys have been multiple-year starters. Gavin Mirabelli, he's our wide receiver. He plays a little bit of defense, but this year he's been mostly just on offense. Tremendous leader for us. Really has stepped up over the years in that role, the vocal leader, a rah-rah guy. Weren't really sure if he was going to play a lot this year. He had shoulder surgery, but it was able to come back. He's been really clutch with us in the passing game. Gavin Krell's our center. He's been there for a number of years. Plays D-line also. He is kind of the coach of the players. He has done an excellent job this year in that leadership role at the line, but also in practice with the younger guys, always making sure guys know what's going on, asking questions, helping guys out with that aspect. So he's been tremendous for us. He's going to be a huge loss on our O-line. And then Talon Childs, he's our tight end. He plays inside linebacker. He's a senior. He's got some grit. He's the guy that holds everyone accountable, making sure guys are on the same page, rallying guys on the field, off the field, things like that. For that kid, he's just got tremendous grit. It's awesome having him on the field. I think he was a huge factor in him winning against basketball, that rivalry game, getting guys going. So those three seniors, tremendous leaders. Obviously, you can never replace guys. You can only replace positions. So obviously going to miss them majorly going into next year. But find a way to get a win to send these guys out on a positive note.
What's it going to take for the Chieftains to get a win Friday night, Lucas?
You know, I think we've been pretty disciplined this year. They have a heavy passing game. I think that our coverage has improved. I think the key for us on defense is we have to find a way to get after the quarterback and get some pressure. That's where we have struggled a little bit. It doesn't matter how good your coverage is. They got 6 seconds to throw a ball. They're going to find a seam. So defensively, we got to get some pressure on that quarterback. Offensively, we got to sustain drives, and we got to move that ball in the run game.
Riverdale coach Lucas Phelps, also in the area tonight, Nacita at Brookwood, Royal at Cashton, Bangor at Hillsboro, and in the Southwest Conference, Dodgeville is at Platteville, Prairie du Chien at Lancaster, River Valley at New Glarus. Here is co-head coach Dan Makovic of the Blackhawks.
This group of seniors is pretty special in the fact that they took it upon themselves. Not all of them had a chance to start or play very much. And some of them did some recruiting because our numbers were kind of low and brought some kids out that maybe played as freshmen but then as sophomores or juniors, or played as freshmen and then brought them back out as a junior. So the senior class has been a really good group of just kids that like each other. They've been very supportive. Unfortunately, a few of them have season-ending injuries, but they've been around and they've constantly helped the team get better by even being on the sidelines and motivating their teammates. So it is a very special group. It's one of our main groups that's ever felt like a team.
Since you've been coaching here, I don't know if you've had a year where you've had to deal with so many injuries, have you?
I've only been the head coach for 3 years, but in all the years leading up to this as an assistant, I have not seen a year like this where this many kids have been hurt. But it happens, unfortunately. Our goal is to make it not happen in the future. And we're going to try to incorporate some ACL and knee injury preventiveness stuff in our warm-ups next year. We have a lot of leading people like Dr. Furukawa and our athletic trainer, Josh Bunno, who have been trying to train us to do those kinds of things. you don't know if it is your last game because of the whole bubble thing, and a lot of teams are on the bubble, so you never really know who's going to get in. But you do prepare for this game as if it is your last, and we told the kids that, and they definitely really want to go out on a win, like you mentioned earlier, and we're hoping to do that. You want to send the kids out on that high note, but at the same time, New Glarus is their homecoming. They're playing to be a for-sure playoff team, and we have to be ready because if we do get this win, we do have a shot to make it. So there's still a lot to play for, which is awesome. You want that as a Week 9 game.
Yeah, you never know at this point. There were some bubble teams that didn't get in last year, and have you had a chance to look at the numbers and the possibilities of you know, the scenarios and those kind of thing, Dan?
I know I personally haven't looked at it. Coach Maxwell has, and then the whole thing going on with some of the schools in Milwaukee that didn't have the correct paperwork, it adds two more teams. So the chances are obviously a little bit higher. The first year when we made the playoffs, when we were a bubble team, a lot of people didn't think we were going to get in, and we ended up being a 5 seed, and then we went to Clinton and played them, and then eventually got to go play Prairie du Chien after that. So I honestly, I don't look at that stuff. I kind of just let it take care of itself by hopefully getting a win on Friday and then waking up on Saturday watching the show.
River Valley co-head coach Dan Makovic joining us on the WRCO pregame show, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports. We're leading toward Broadhead Judah at Richland Center, tonight's featured game.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Coach Andrew Troxell, Richland Center, is our guest. Coach, you got it done last week against Dodgeville. That was a lot of points.
Yeah, certainly it was. You know, it was nice to see our boys put everything together. I mean, especially through really three quarters of play. It definitely did not start that way, though. I mean, Dodgeville came ready to play, and they had a very good opening drive. You know, and they ran, they threw. I mean, it was just a good mix. You know, and so they punched it in. So I think that right there really kind of opened the eyes of our boys to realize, you know, every game, every week, you know, those kids are going to come out and they're going to come to play. You know, no one's going to lay down and let you just have the W. You know, and so once we kind of got woken up a little bit, our kids responded well. They ran their schemes. They executed. You know, they took away some of the things that Dodgeville was doing against us, you know, offensively. And they settled in. And they got comfortable. They got confident. You know, and that's where you started to see our kids start to pull away a little bit, you know, every single series then.
Yeah, some kids, again, have some big days. Brady Dosh, again, leading the way. Your seniors had a pretty good game, didn't they?
Oh, my gosh. It was great to see that. I think Brady was all over the place. You know, offensively, you know, he had a heck of a night, you know, with over 120 yards rushing. You know, defensively, he led us in tackles, assists, and then special teams, he's a headhunter, right? He knows where that ball is at, and he's going to go after it and recover that onside kick. So, you know, Brady absolutely, you know, performed exceptionally well that night. And it was nice to see, you know, a lot of kids find pay dirt, right, and get touchdowns, you know, that night. I know Wes was in there for two, you know, Jaden Shep was in there, Fletcher Harper was in there, you know, and probably the biggest one all night was definitely Ben Rakowski, senior, who just busts his tail for us week in and week out, you know, and he punched in for a two-yard touchdown. So that was really cool to see that.
Well, we've talked about it in the past couple of weeks, how they're all like playoff games, but this certainly is on Friday night, and it's kind of looking like winner could get in, doesn't it, Andy?
Yeah, that's kind of what we're hearing a little bit. I mean, obviously nothing is guaranteed, you know, since we wouldn't have four conference wins, but we're treating it that way. You know, I mean, ever since the Valley game and certainly last week against Dodgeville, you know, we have been in a playoff mode. And, I mean, since that, I think our boys are more focused. Our schemes are crisp, right? Our defensive stance are sound. You know, so everything just looks really, really good. But we know absolutely what's at stake, not only for a playoff berth, possibly, you know, but we got all conference representation at stake here. And, you know, we haven't beat Broadhead, you know, in the 7 years that I've been here. I mean, so that is definitely something that's on our list of things to do.
Well, what sticks out about them this week?
Well, I mean, they're young. They're not the Broadhead of old, you know, where they had kids that were playing since their sophomore year. So certainly their offense is not nearly as complex as what it was before. They're not as aggressive up front, you know, but you can't assume that they're just going to not execute well. I mean, they've been building all season just like we have. But we think that we can get some pressure up front with our offensive line. We think our linebackers can really have some good quality reads, you know, and we feel like we have their tendencies down where we can start to take some stuff away and force them out of their game plan. Offensively, it's kind of a mixed bag. We've seen a lot of different defensive approaches, you know, and I mean, that is something that you typically see where you're searching for an identity. So we have an idea what we think we're going to see, but until that first kickoff and once we have, you know, possession offensively, we really don't know.
This team seems to be building a little bit of confidence, though, and as you get ready for a home game, I'm guessing you're hoping the home crowd helps you again, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. The home crowd has been awesome this whole season. You know, I mean, ever since that Potosi game and that Lancaster game, right, and the thriller against Valley, I mean, they have represented extremely well. You know, and we feed on that energy. You know, our boys know it. They want to go out and they want to perform extremely well. You know, there's nothing like playing at home. You know, and this week, you know, Broadhead's got a 2.5-hour drive to come north. We know it's going to be cold. And, you know, our boys are really, really looking forward to this one.
That is Richland Center head football coach Andrew Troxell on WRCO Sports. His team taking on Broadhead Judah. It's our featured football game tonight during the ninth week of the season. And then join us for Football Friday night between 10 and 11 to hear about scores on the statewide basis. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the game tonight.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Richland Center High School, hello everyone. Welcome to Friday Night Football, week number 9. It surely does not seem like it is the 9th week. Feels pretty good out there, although the weather, the temperature does drop pretty quickly, and it's starting to drop there. But a very fairly comfortable night. You're not going to find a better one this late in October. Right now, a special dedication is being made in the 50-yard line area there to Richland Center coach Gary Schwartz, who is currently in his 50th year of coaching in one form or another in the Richland Center School District, coaching football back when with the Raiders, and now for many years here with the Richland Center Hornet JV and varsity. And he's being recognized with a very special pregame ceremony here. So Leif Carlson doing the honors and mentioning Gary's legacy. And he's going to be getting a special award. I talked to Gary a little bit ago, and he's been our guest on the air, not only during football, but also during the morning show earlier this fall. But I'm pretty sure this is the first game he's ever worn a corsage to. But he has that tonight. Laura Selgeby, the athletic director, is out to congratulate him as they present a special plaque here this evening prior to game time. Well, the Broadhead Judah Cardinals, coached by Dave Novy, come in with a chance to, again, win and get on the bubble. Both teams come in with 2-4 records coming into the night. And leading the league is 6-0 Prairie du Chien. Well, 5-1 Lancaster is waiting in the wings. And certainly both of those teams will have the possibility of making some playoff runs here as this postseason progresses. We'll know who everybody is playing against here with the upcoming WIAA reveal unveiling tomorrow, of which Travis Wilson will be a part of that. Travis will join us tonight at halftime to talk about some of those scenarios. But Prairie du Chien and Lancaster meeting tonight in a really important game in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. These two teams tied with four losses in the league. But three is kind of the magic number to try and get there in the conference if you can. The Hornets did get to 3 last year and did not make the playoffs. But this year with that non-conference game that they won in Toma, they will come in with the possibility of being a game above 500 as they enter the postseason. So we'll see whether or not that helps or not. The Hornets are certainly hoping that it will, and they get into the playoffs, which begin next week during the 10th week of the regular season. Well, it looks like the Hornets are being announced as they make their way from the north end zone and announced as one hive, and Broadhead Judah is as well. These two teams have met in some good battles through the years that they've been conference foes. The Hornets playing there a couple of times a couple of years ago and falling in a late season game against Broadhead Judah. Also getting a chance to play, I believe, in a playoff game, if I'm not mistaken, against Broadhead Judah. Hornets coming over the near sideline after being introduced, and they'll hit it to the beginning of the game here in just a little bit. An exciting game last week. Richland Center winning against Dodgeville, and anytime you score 50 points, that is exciting, especially for the offense. And hopefully everybody is good to go. Look like health-wise they're good. Got to apologize right out of the gate. They threw a different number on Fletcher Harper last week, so we called him by a different name. But checking in the booth, that was the name that I was given. So that's all I can say. But I apologize because Fletcher made some good plays in that ball game, and I didn't give him credit. I guess what happened was a little blood on the jersey, and they threw a different number on him before the game. And so we were not aware of that in the booth. But we'll call him by the right name tonight, and hopefully everybody else. Broadhead Judah is going to kick off to start this game. Gabe Bakup, he's the quarterback, and he'll put it in the tee and get this one going. Hornets are going to receive. Had a couple of receivers.